Assess benefited properties for sanitary sewer improvements in the Royal Highlands Phase 2 Local Improvement District.
Hi, what are we looking at here, Mr. Abbey?
Good morning, Mayor Adams, City Council members. We began forming LIDs to construct sanitary sewer improvements in 2009 under the auspices of the Party Line Sewer Program. We're today closing out our first one in Royal Highlands. It's about 36% below budget, and we received no objection to final assessment. So the recommendation is to pass it to a second reading next week without amendment.
Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
I just want to clarify, you said it's 36% below budget.
Yes.
Good job.
Do you need an amendment from us?
No, I said without amendment.
Without amendment.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, moves to second reading and further consideration next week. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance, item number 968?
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
This is our regular sidewalk repair ordinance. It's non-emergency. Does anyone have any issues on council to discuss? Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
All right, moves to further consideration next week. We're in recess until 6 p.m. where we will reconvene at Rigler School Auditorium, 5401 Northeast Prescott Street for the consideration of the Cully Boulevard Main Street plan. Thank you.
Guys, we're done. We just did it.
You missed it. I took care of it for you.
Thank you.
You do such good work. That's how good.
Lord,
that's how good you are.
We wanted to see you guys.
Well, you're thank
you. Okay. Yeah.
Up on this monitor.
Do,
You know, I never heard about the exclusion, and that must have happened really early. Okay, because when we were sitting in there, I heard a couple guys got up and they said Mary Jo was getting arrested, and they were really mad about it. So I went and looked out.
Apparently, I wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
Yay. I knew it was going to happen, but apparently it didn't go well.
Oh, okay. Because then during the testimony, Moses said that he was arrested last night.
Yeah.
And I thought,
well,
oh,
that could be, but today he was.
Okay. Yeah, I saw him. I saw him get arrested today. So I thought, oh, maybe that arrested him last night, and that's what excluded him today.
No, this exclusion's been in the works for months.
Yeah, find a way to enjoy
it. Was just a compilation of several months of bad acting.
So, yeah, I thought it was only a matter of time.
Of course, you know, you saw what he was going to talk about today.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a huge conspiratorial cover-up, you know. So.
Oh, okay. So, now, the last time they had excluded somebody, they could still come in and do communications.
I haven't read the exclusion.
Okay.
All I know is it's a 30-dayer.
Okay. Oh, 30
and
days.
See, I'll read it when I get down.
Okay.
When I'm out of the mayor's office at 12:30, I'll be down working on the city hall.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure somebody will let us know. Cause
oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you get it, what was it? Richard?
Well, he won't be coming in the gate to visit you.
Okay.
At least for 30 days.
Yeah. The last time the guy was able to fax us, he had to contact the city attorney first.
Yeah.
And then the city attorney would contact us. That's how it worked. And he was still
allowed.
Do you
remember which guy that was?
Richard Caney.
Oh, Caney. Oh, yeah. He is still allowed to come in here.
I was wondering. I thought, you know, because we checked once in a while.
Yeah.
And
but
I thought it was he had to apply to come back. And then they would review his to see if they could not.
There's something funny about
maybe
his.
Maybe it expired by now, though.
No, it is.
Okay, so see,
his exclusion is like permanent.
Yeah, and so he has to. They told me he has to apply.
Yeah.
To get it, and he hasn't. He hasn't done that.
That's my understanding.
So Barry's is 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
but
some of those other guys like Withy, you know, like Withy.
I mean, if you described him, I would.
Probably, he was vocal in front for quite a while.
Young kid.
He and a kid. No, he is kind of not a heavily sportsman for Occupy.
Oh.
And he was out front. He's one of the guys that crashed the gate. He and Trey, he and Thompson. Thompson's first name. But anyway, they crashed the gate in Kansas City Hall, running around yelling and carrying on.
Oh, my goodness.
They both got excluded at the same time. He was excluded for like 60 days or something like that. I forget. I don't remember how long, but whatever. The judge tacked on another year to his exclusion. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Would you like
to
make a third question?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Steve.